This is Tom Lydon, editor of ETFTrends.com and co-author of iMoney, the Profitable ETF Strategies for Every Investor book. I co-authored this book with John Wasik, who is personal finance editor at Bloomberg. We feel very strongly about ETFs. They've been one of the most popular areas of investing that has come across in decades. Basically, to give you the 101 on ETFs, ETFs are a basket of stocks that track indexes, but they trade like stocks intraday. Unlike mutual funds where you buy them and you get that night's closing price, you can buy an ETF in the morning and sell it in the afternoon. The great thing about ETFs is they're low cost. Many times they're one-fifth the cost or expense of an average mutual fund. And you know what you're buying. Because they mirror an underlying index, you know what's in that index. So there's no secrecy about the individual stocks that happen to be in the portfolio. In addition, they're very tax efficient. There's not much trading that goes on within exchange-traded funds, so from a capital gains standpoint, they not only receive favorable treatment, but there also is very, very little turnover. And on top of that, they have access to many markets, domestically, large cap, mid cap, small cap, growth and value stocks. Every sector or industry group you can imagine, from technology to biotechnology to financial services to areas like commodities, gold, silver, agriculture, and also currencies. On top of that, ETFs represent areas around the world, whether they be specific global areas like Asia, Latin America, Europe, or specifically countries like Vietnam or Brazil or Russia. So ETFs really have opened up many, many opportunities to individual investors and to advisors who manage investors' money, and also a lot of institutions and hedge funds that use ETFs to quickly gain access to certain asset classes very effectively, efficiently, and inexpensively. So far this year, in 2008, a couple areas that have been very popular with investors have been commodities and currencies. In the past, for individual investors, it hasn't always been easy to buy commodities. You had to buy futures or actually buy gold coins specifically to get coverage in certain areas. But today, with exchange-traded funds, they represent all commodities areas like oil, grain, livestock, coffee, cocoa, steel, base metals, every imaginable area you can think of. And on top of that, currencies have come into great popularity as we've seen fluctuation in our U.S. dollar and appreciation in currencies overseas. So now you can not only buy currencies in the form of the yen or the euro or the dollar, for example, but you can buy currencies in the forms of Indian currency and Chinese currencies. So again, opening up many more options for individual investors. One area that's gotten a lot of attention as well is just in the last year, actively managed exchange-traded funds have been launched. So picture big brand name mutual fund companies with rock star portfolio managers now being able to offer their form of investing and their investment discipline in the form of an ETF that's trading more often than a mutual fund, and also they're quite transparent as well. So initially, investors may not be putting money in as they're looking for some type of track record to develop, but down the road, actively managed exchange-traded funds expect to be very, very popular. We also get a lot of requests from people about the ability to invest in ETFs within their 401ks. Right now, that's not available. However, through more peer pressure from individual investors who are talking to their human resources departments and asking for ETFs, and the fact that from the top down, Congress has a mandate that as of January 1st, many of these retirement plans are going to be required to to not only give performance, but also give detailed information about the expenses in retirement plans. Since ETFs are quite cost efficient and very inexpensive to run, and they represent multiple areas of global markets and domestic markets and sectors, we'd expect in the coming years to see ETFs available within 401k plans. Now, today, with all the challenges that we see in the marketplace and the financial crisis and the shoring up of the financial markets here domestically and overseas, investors are looking for opportunities where they might be able to make money. A couple areas to look at are, number one, consumer staples. There are multiple consumer staples ETFs that are available that invest in companies like Walmart, Kraft, areas that represent producers of goods that we use every day in our lives, paper goods, food, beer, for example. So there are a variety of consumer staples ETFs, and if you go to ETFtrends.com, we talk about them quite regularly. In addition, the dollar has come back very strong lately, but more importantly, the Japanese yen has even been stronger in the past month. So there's a Japanese yen ETF by Currency Shares that you might consider, as the Japanese banks have not had the exposure to this mortgage mess that many of the domestic banks and other global banks have had. So, in fact, that's helped that currency in Japan. So those are just a couple of examples where individual investors can take advantage of this great new market in exchange-traded funds. And in our book, iMoney, we also talk about how to research all the exchange-traded funds that are available, take advantage of trends in the marketplace, and specifically have a game plan where you cut losses as the trends eventually turn and head south. We cover that quite specifically in the book. In addition, if you're not happy with your mutual funds, and 8 out of 10 mutual funds have actually underperformed their benchmarks over time, it makes a lot of sense to consider a basket of exchange-traded funds to replace underperforming mutual funds in your portfolio. We give specific asset allocation models within the book, iMoney. So look for it. And if you have any questions, go to ETFtrends.com, and we're always accepting questions from American consumers and investors all the time. Once again, this is Tom Lydon, co-author of iMoney, Profitable ETF Strategies for Every Investor, and editor of ETFtrends.com. Thanks for listening.